Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How to offer a coffee to hundreds of millions of people. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. What happens when a guy with a tech background gets put on the coffee beat? Kevin Johnson, president and chief operating officer of Starbucks, will now become its CEO, with founder Howard Schultz stepping out of that role. Johnson also worked for 16 years at Microsoft. Starbucks yesterday announced a deal with the China-based telecom company Tencent and the messaging service WeChat that will allow a whole lot of people to send a text that ultimately turns into cups of Starbucks coffee. Social gifting is the phrase. I spoke with Johnson after he briefed investors and analysts.
There are hundreds of millions of users of WeChat.
Let me stop you there. Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. There's this seismic shift in consumer retail behavior to move online. And so what we have done is work to extend the experience in store to a digital experience. And with our mobile app and mobile payments and the ability to do mobile order and pay, we now have millions and millions of customers using that mobile app. So in many ways, this is just a logical extension of the digital experience that we have created for our customers.
What about Starbucks here in the United States? You do have some challenges here. People like to shop online now. If they're doing it from home, they might not go out to a Starbucks. Plenty of signs of this. We cover this every day. There's a lot of uncertainty in the economy.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you've highlighted the fact, as a retailer, if you're not a destination, customers will go and they'll shop online. Fortunately for Starbucks, we are and have always been a destination, and that is serving us well, even as this transition is unfolding in the retail sector.
No, I get that, but also there are Starbucks in shopping malls, and if you weren't going to go specifically to Starbucks, but you were going to go to the mall, but now you stay home and shop online, that could hurt you.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's clear that the traffic in malls is down. You know, there's fewer people in the mall. That's going to create fewer people that want to go to Starbucks in the mall. Fortunately, the vast majority of our stores are not in the malls. We've always architected the strategy to be a destination.
Transitions can be tricky. Kevin, I'm sure you're open to advice from Howard moving forward.
Of course.
But how are you going to keep him from breathing down your neck?
Well, Howard and I have worked together now nearly a decade. Our offices are connected by a door. We talk to each other 3, 4, 5 times a day. The fact that he is stepping into the executive chairman role to focus his energy and his creativity and his passion on these very high-end, ultra-premium roasteries and reserve store experiences, and I will take over the responsibilities of CEO, I don't think that changes how we work. We have great respect for one another. We know how to work together, and I think this will be, you know, in my opinion, this is probably going to be one of the smoother, more thoughtful CEO transitions that has probably ever happened.
Kevin Johnson, president and COO of Starbucks, soon to be CEO. Mr. Johnson, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We also talked to outgoing CEO Howard Schultz about his transition. He's putting his energy into rolling out high-end Starbucks places that he likens to Willy Wonka's factory. But instead of chocolate, it's coffee, marketplace.org, if you want to hear more of that. The European Central Bank today scaled back some of its economic stimulus through bond buying. Let's check in with Diane Swonk at DS Economics in Chicago about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you make of the ECB?
You know, I think the reaction is a little bit abrupt. At the end of the day, the ECB is still going to be there. They're saying, we're going to continue buying, we're going to slow down the pace a little bit, but actually they've extended the period over which they're going to continue buying just at a lower pace once they get there. That means they're not going away anytime soon. They're going to continue to provide support, and the real worry is the number of bonds they can actually buy.
Bond yields both here and in Germany popped up when the ECB made its statement. They've settled back down. We do have the Federal Reserve meeting in the U.S. next week about our interest rates.
Well, the question isn't whether the Fed moves or not in December. They will. They're going to raise rates. The question going forward is how fast will they be raising rates? And that is one we have a lot of uncertainty about because we still don't know whether Trump will follow through on policies that help or hinder growth in the United States.
Diane Swonk at DS Economics. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
It turns out many American manufacturers have been holding back on paying for the very latest technology. That's according to a new report this morning from Boston Consulting Group. Companies have yet to go all in on what some call Industry 4.0, an umbrella term for advanced robotics, augmented reality, big data, and other tech. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
Of the 380 manufacturers surveyed, only 53% said adopting Industry 4.0 technology was a priority. Study author Justin Rose says a big reason is that companies are struggling to find people who can work this new technology.
When you have thousands of sensors on a piece of industrial equipment that kicks off data once per second, analyzing that data actually takes a different type of skill set than, you know, traditionally exists in a manufacturing organization.
But Rose says U.S. companies need to invest nonetheless.
The Germans are doing it, the Chinese are doing it, and we'll become less competitive over time if we don't follow suit.
Companies' resistance to adopting the latest tech is one reason for flagging growth in U.S. productivity. Gad Levinon is an economist at the Conference Board.
To become more productive, workers need more equipment.
Ideally, something new and shiny, like a robot or a 3D printer. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
And, ugh, Sears, which is also Kmart, today reported sales down for the 20th quarter in a row. The company says it'll close more stores to try to slow the descent. Sears' chief financial officer told investors today that the company has, quote, fallen short. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.